On my way to the store in India, this time when I went for my vacation, I met this crippled man sitting by the roadside, begging. And I've seen him there on my previous visits, and I've always been generous with him. And this time too, I gave him enough money for him to smile. This time, however, even after I've come back, this man hasn't left my mind. And generally, I don't know. I give him some money and I forget him, but this time, I've not been able to forget him. The question that has been playing in my mind is, why could I not be just a little more generous? So for example, what stops me from giving him a 100 rupee bill rather than a 10 rupee bill? For that matter, why not give him a 1,000 rupee bill? Because I see him only twice a year. I always carry money with me when I travel, so there's nothing that stops me from giving him more than I've given him. For that matter, why have I never asked his name? Or why have I never offered to visit his home and do something that might change his life forever? Why could I not just be a little more generous? So this is the question I'm dealing with today. What's the harm in being just a little more generous? Before I went to India, I was at a conference in Florida, and I had dinner with one of my priest friends from India. He works in St. Louis. And we went out for dinner together, and he offered to pay the bill. And I saw him giving tips to the waitress. And I'm a 20% tipper. I always give 20%. I consider myself generous for that reason. And here, my friend was giving almost 50%. And I said, "You're crazy. That's too much." And he said to me, "It's okay. What's the harm in being just a little more generous?" We have two miracles today, isn't it? Multiplication of the loaves. And there are multiple ways in we can approach this miracle. One way to look at the miracle is to see the miracle as symbolic of the abundance and the generosity of God. If you remember last week's readings, you remember Jesus was moved with compassion for the people because they were like sheep without a shepherd. And out of compassion, even though he was tired, he was hungry, he wanted the disciples and himself to rest, but in spite of that, he decided, because he saw the need, he decided that he was going to teach them. The same compassion that led him to forget himself and teach leads him now to focus on their physical hunger. And he asks a question, he asks his disciples, "Where can we find enough food for this people to eat?" And the disciples are perplexed. He said, "We cannot do this." From out of the blue, there is this little boy who has five loaves and two fish. And as it were, a beacon of hope just shines on that crowd. And Jesus takes this boy's gift, everything, all he had. He took all he had and he gave it to Jesus. The question comes again, what's the harm in just being a little more generous? This little kid gives it all. So there are three things I want us to think about this morning. The first question I ask myself is, what is this miracle about? And in some way I'm going back to what I said very briefly previously. I can interpret this miracle as a proof of the divinity of Jesus. I can talk about this miracle as prefiguring the Eucharist. I can talk about this miracle as the care of God. But I want to look at this miracle as a sign of the abundance and the generosity of God. From the beginning, talk about the Israelites in the desert. God quenched their hunger. God filled their bellies with food from heaven and quail. He was providing food for them. He gave them a homeland. He gave them a new life. There's nothing that God holds back from the people he loved, not even his son. It is in God's nature to give. It is in God's nature to be generous. And so the miracle of the multiplication of loaves, folks, it really begins in the heart of Jesus. That's where the miracle begins. He feels pity for them because they were like sheep without a shepherd and they were hungry, and his heart is moved. This miracle begins at the heart of Jesus and it will end on the cross. And before that awful death on the cross, Jesus would take bread one more time. This time as he took the bread, he would break it and he would give it to his disciples and he would say, take this. I'm giving you all I have. Take this and eat it. This is my body. And that time when he took bread, it wasn't just 5,000 people he was feeding. He was feeding people for generations to come, including us today. So we are a people who will leave this church forgiven and healed and restored and fed and loved because of the great abundance and the generosity of God. What's the harm in being just a little more generous? Now the second point, basically I'm talking to myself, okay? I'm going to share it anyway. And if you find this applies to you, take it. But if not, don't think I'm judging you. I'm talking to myself here. One of the most basic human needs is the need for security. And there's a healthy way to deal with security or insecurity, and an unhealthy way to deal with security or insecurity. So for example, I ask the question, why did I not give that man 1,000 rupees? Why not? The reason is my insecurity. I open my wallet, there's plenty of money there. I somehow have figured out that I need the money more than he does. Even though I have not designated this money for anything, I feel that I will need this money in the future more than this guy does. That's my insecurity. And I think this is how many people think. So for example, think about the time when you were hit upon by somebody in the parking lot, or you were visiting another church, not your parish, and time came to put money in the basket or to give money to this this person who was asking you. What do you generally do? Take the wallet, and 8 times out of 10, you're probably putting the smaller bills in. Why? Because deep within each one of us, I think, there is this insecurity. And all I'm saying is, generosity comes from overcoming our insecurity in a healthy way. please, I'm not asking us to be reckless. I know financial planning. I have to do that in my own life. I don't make too much money. And I'm not saying that we got to be reckless, but I think we can all afford to be just a little more generous. So having reflected on the generosity of God, and having reflected on our own insecurity, at least mine, I want to reflect on one last thing. The little boy. Listen, on that day, the God who created the world from nothing could have also created bread for 5,000 people. Am I correct? God can do anything. If God can create this world, what stopped God from just out of the blue getting 5,000 loaves of bread and fish? But that's not how the story goes. The story is of this little boy who brings his 5 loaves and 2 fish and gives it all. He overcomes his insecurity. He doesn't keep half for himself for the future. He doesn't say, I'll give you 1 loaf and 1 fish. No, he gives it all. And Jesus connects with this little boy's generosity. Because just like this little boy gave all he had, Jesus soon would be on the cross giving all he had. And I think for a Christian, that is the key. Like this little boy, we have to find a way to match the abundance and the generosity of God. And that is the key point of my entire homily. Like this little boy, we have to find a way to match the abundance and the generosity of God. Not just with regard to our finances. Hear what Paul says in today's second reading. I urge you to live in a manner worthy of the call you have received, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another through love. So the questions are, what's the harm in being just a little more humble? What's the harm in being just a little more gentle, patient, loving? What's the harm in just being a little more generous? So very soon, bread and wine is going to be brought forward and will be put on this altar. Just a little piece of bread, just a sip of wine. God takes this bread and takes this wine, and what does God make it? God makes it a means of salvation, the generosity and the abundance of God. And we will participate in that generosity. We will say amen to the abundance from which God gives us. And what is God asking us to do after we leave from here? I think Jesus is saying to us today, he said, folks, you are participating in my generosity as you go out there. What's the harm in being just a little more generous? The people of God said,